Time for more Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Before I continue my conversation about new pageants, we want to take a moment to congratulate the American Beauties Plus pageant on their third annual pageant in Atlanta in February of 2009. To check out their pageant, just visit www.AmericanBeauties.com, AmericanBeautiesPlusPageant.com. Well, today we're talking about new pageants, and before the break, I was chatting with my guest, Jack Carr, of the National Sweet Teen Pageant. Their website is www.NationalSweetTeen.com. Jack, what are the age qualifications for competition in the National Sweet Teen Pageant?
Valerie, it would be 13 through 17, exactly the same as for Miss America's Outstanding Teen, unless a girl goes to the state official pageant for Miss America's Outstanding Teen, she would not be eligible for us. So it's exactly that same point-to-point age.
And does she have to have competed in her local Miss America's Outstanding Teen program, or can they just enter the pageant prior to competing in the program?
Well, as you know, several states do not have locals leading up to the state in Miss America's Outstanding Teen. So if a young lady makes it to the state level, whether or not she's gone through a local or she's appointed at large or she just goes in as an independent to her state pageant, if she's gone to her state pageant, she is eligible for us. And she does not necessarily need to have placed for us either, but just that she just competed.
She attended.
She participated.
What is the scoring like for National Sweet Teen?
You know, it's the same exact thing. We use the same exact worksheet, the same exact scoring sheet, the same exact paperwork. We change some verbiage, naturally. So it's not as though we are trying to plagiarize Miss America's Outstanding Teen, but that we want to be a complementary program to them so that if a young lady competes with us, she would stand better experienced for her next year to go back to either Miss America's Outstanding Teen or to the Miss America program.
Right. I think that totally makes sense, that is, if the scoring and the judging criteria is the same or very, very similar, that the contestant has another opportunity to develop those skills, so when she goes back to her America's Outstanding Teen program, she's going to be even more competitive.
That's right. I would say that a young lady who competes with us would be more competitive than any other program because she would have worked particularly on her community service, on her paperwork, as we call it, and on her private interview, and she also would have been able to see what the competition looks like on the national level. For example, this year we had ladies from Arizona, Colorado, all throughout New England, Kentucky, as I mentioned to you, that was our winner this year, Colorado, Vermont, Missouri. So it's not just from one local market or just one area of the country, but all over the country. And that's very eye-opening for all the young ladies to see what's out there.
Right, you had great representation. Well, we've been talking with Jack Carr, the always fabulous Jack Carr, of National Sweet Teen Pageant, and you can visit his pageant and get more information about it at www.nationalsweetteen.com. Jack, thanks so much for being a guest on our show.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jack. Bye-bye. Well, our next pageant is a fascinating pageant as well. The pageant was founded by Simone Janey, and she's been actively involved in pageants for over 15 years, having participated in the USA system as a Miss, as well as many other pageants, and she's also judged local, state, and national pageants. She's the national director of Miss Plus United States Pageant, and their website is www.MizPlusUnitedStates.com. Simone has been married to her husband Joe for over 6 years, and she's a proud supporter of many animal activist group, and her platform is the ethical treatment of animals. Simone, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. A little nervous, but I feel good.
Well, Simone, you're doing great so far. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to start the Miss Plus United States pageant.
Well, the reason I started the pageant is because I feel that, you know, a lot of plus-size women are overlooked. So I thought, you know, plus-size women deserve to be recognized. And there are a lot of plus-size women out there that are beautiful who want to compete. So that gave me the inspiration, you know, to come up with the Miss Plus United States pageant.
Right. And tell us about the competition divisions in your pageant.
Well, the age division to compete is age 20 and up. And the areas of competition is interview, dressy wear, and evening gown.
And what do you, you know, we've talked about this already with a couple other directors. Everyone has a different impression of what dressy wear is. How would you describe dressy wear?
Well, dressy wear is basically something that you would wear to a very elegant, fancy event, either a
like a New Year's Eve party?
Yes. Either mm-hmm. like a cocktail dress or a pantsuit. Something mm-hmm. really glitzy, you know, something that you would wear to a very elegant event.
Right. Yeah. And so it's interview, dressy, attire, evening gown, and is that it or is there another category?
No, that's it. Those are three areas of competition.
And are they evenly weighted or are they weighted differently?
They're weighted different. Interview is 40% and mm-hmm. then dressy wear and evening gown is 30%.
Mm-hmm. So 40% for interview and 30% for the other two. And what will people be, what are typical questions that they might be asked in the interview, Simone?
Basically, they're anything that's off their bio, mm-hmm. whether it be platform, you know, activities they're involved in, just general questions that are off their bio.
And for the bio, do they need to have a personal platform, or is it okay if they don't have a platform?
It's okay that they don't have a platform, but it's really nice that, you know, they do have a platform. Because
so you think that they might be at a slight disadvantage if they don't?
No, it's not really a slight disadvantage. It's just nice to know that, you know, people are, you know, out there involved in the community. But it, mm-hmm. it's not weighted on, you know, as far as the competition itself.
So and so for people who are preparing for your pageant, mm-hmm. Simone, what advice would you give them to make sure that they're a top contestant once they arrive at the pageant?
Well, one thing I would tell them is to make sure, you know, you really prepare for your interview. Make sure your wardrobe, you know, your wardrobe is together. And just when you do go into an interview, you know, make sure that you feel confident and that, you know, that you're yourself.
Right. And when is your upcoming pageant, Simone?
Actually, our pageant is going to be next year, September 19th.
Mm-hmm. And where is it going to be located?
It's going to be held in Daytona, Florida.
Ooh, that's so fun. I've been there. Daytona's always fun.
I love it.
Yes, it's great weather there, fun shopping. Daytona's always a good spot. Well, we've been talking with Simone Janey of the Ms. Plus United States pageant, and her website is www.msplusunitedstates.com. And we're so excited, Simone, about your new pageant and the opportunity for women of all beautiful sizes to compete. Thanks so much for joining us on Pageant Talk Radio.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Simone. You did great, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Well, our next guest is Anissa King, and she has a very exciting and unique pageant. Anissa serves as the director of the Ms. and Mrs. Corporate America pageant, where business meets beauty. She works closely with her staff members to lead and manage all the organizational operations, including administration, promotions, and production. The MCA pageant represents a woman's strength, courage, confidence, dedication, and commitment to their family, career, and community. And she says that her pageant believes that professional development plays an important role in a person's success in life. Anissa, thanks for joining us, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Thank you, Valerie. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to develop a pageant that kind of had a corporate career aspect to it.
Well, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to develop a platform that mixes business with beauty in order to highlight the professional development and also encourage self-confidence in women across America.
Now, before developing this pageant, had you had a lot of pageant experience?
I myself have competed in about 3 or 4 pageants, so I know what it's like to be on the other end of things, and I wanted to kind of get on the other side of the fence and deal with directing and marketing for pageants.
Right, so you've competed before, and I know that your pageant believes that professional development plays an important role in a person's success. How do you feel that competing in pageants helps your contestants be professionally successful?
It actually helps build their self-esteem and also helps build their self-confidence. In the corporate world, you have a lot of interviews, so I think that's very important to enhance that in women, because they're constantly trying to improve and they're constantly trying to get ahead in the corporate world. So our pageant actually has an interview competition that's actually weighted more than any of the other categories because of this.
And tell us a little bit about your scoring categories.
The scoring categories are, we have the interview competition, like I said, which is weighted at 40%. We have the formal wear competition, which is weighted at 30%. And the athletic wear competition is weighted at 20%. And the onstage question is 10%.
So it's a nice opportunity for people to show a variety of skills. And let's touch base on the athletic wear division, because I know that means different things in different pageants. Anissa, how would you define athletic wear?
Actually, athletic wear in our competition, it can be of any color, one or two piece. And we just ask that the contestants coordinate their attire, wear the shoes and fit the actual attire, aerobic attire that they're going to be displaying. And attention will be focused on figure, fitness, posture, and confidence.
So it's aerobic wear. It's not a bathing suit or tennis wear.
Correct. We actually didn't want to do the swimwear competition because, as you know, these are professional women. So we wanted to, you know, kind of tone it down a little bit and make them feel comfortable. And a lot of women and contestants that are applicants that have applied actually do admire that and appreciate that in this competition.
And are there any rules as to whether or not you can display your midriff, or if your bottoms need to be knee length, calf length, or thigh length, or is it pretty much up to the contestant?
It is pretty much up to the contestant. At their discretion, we pretty much, if they have any questions, we will definitely answer them if they have any questions in reference to their aerobic attire, but it is up to their discretion.
Great. And you have two divisions, right? The Ms., MS, and the Mrs. Tell us about the two divisions.
The two divisions, we have the Ms. division, which is ages 20 to 55, and the Mrs. as well as the same age group. You must be 20 years of age by March 1st of the competition year to be eligible and no older than 55. And we're asking that the Ms. competition, the contestants be single, divorced, or widowed, and the Mrs. competition be happily married.
And is there a minimum time that they have to be married to be in the married division?
No.
Like 6 months or anything? So they could have been married a week and I could be a Mrs.?
Correct.
Okay, great. And you've already had your first pageant. How did it go?
It went very well. We had an outstanding turnout, and the contestants really enjoyed being a part of the first annual event. And we're looking forward to having the second annual event March 6th through 7th, 2009. The host hotel is the Peabody Orlando Hotel, and the actual venue for the pageant will be the Plaza Theater in Orlando, Florida.
It's so nice to have a theater, don't you think?
Yes, definitely. It makes a world of difference.
I think contestants really prefer a theater if they have a choice between a hotel ballroom and a theater. I think they prefer that. Of course, they can get more information about your pageant at www.mismscorporateamerica.com. But you also have clips of last year's pageant on YouTube, don't you?
Correct, we do. So you can visit YouTube and type in the keyword Miss Corporate America Pageant or Mrs. Corporate America Pageant.
And then they can just watch the clip. Now, you have they can actually watch a little bit of the pageant, and then you interview the current title holders, too, don't you?
Correct. So they have it's really an entry interview, and they pretty much talk about their achievements and their goals and what they plan on doing in their year of reign as Miss and Mrs. Corporate America. So you get to see a little bit of insight of who the winners were and get to tap into who they really are.
So since your pageant talks about corporate experience as well, do they ask questions about their career during the interview?
Yes, they actually do. They ask you questions in reference to your career goals and accomplishments that you've achieved in the workplace. And they also get in touch with some of your personal goals as well. We know that's very important as well. Outside of work, there is other goals that we have in life, and so we touch on that as well.
And do they need to have a personal platform? Is that important?
We do encourage all the contestants to have a personal platform because as the reigning Miss and Mrs. Corporate America, they are required to have a platform in which they salute to an organization or they give time back to the community who they choose to do so with. So we do encourage all of the applicants and contestants to have a platform.
And so for the ladies who are listening that are at your website now thinking about signing up, what should they be doing to make sure they'll be a top contestant at the pageant?
I would definitely encourage them just to continue to stay motivated, be professional. We look for professionalism in all of our email correspondence and all of the literature that we receive back from our contestants. We definitely look for professionalism, and the judges see all of the paperwork that all the contestants have turned in. So they also will be reviewing everything that has been sent into our office. So professionalism is a big key because it is a corporate America pageant. And I just like them to keep that in mind and also just to stay motivated and to stay driven and just have that poise and confidence when you arrive in Orlando, Florida, March 6th and 7th, when you first meet the directors, when you first meet the corporate alliance, just to have that upbeat personality.
Well, that's great advice. And once again, we've been talking with Anissa King, the founder and director of the Ms/Mrs. Corporate America pageant. And you can visit their website at www.msmscorporateamerica.com. Anissa, thanks so much for sharing some time with us this morning on Pageant Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, Valerie. Have a good one.
Thank you so much. Well, we've been learning about fabulous new pageants that might be a perfect fit for your next pageant. And to learn more about today's pageants, just visit www.pageanttalkradio.com and click on today's show archive to see a complete list of today's guests and find a link to their pageant. The show archive and the audio files are posted by 6 p.m. every Tuesday, so you can check them out. We're going to take another short break, and then I'll be right back to answer your pageant coaching question.
Are you frustrated shopping for your pageant wardrobe in stores where the selection is limited, is outrageously priced, or just not pageant worthy? Purchase your pageant wardrobe from someone who can help you find exactly what's right to fit your look, personality, and budget. Someone who understands your needs. After all, she is a former national title holder herself. Nerita Stefanos, owner of My Crowning Closet and Mrs. American Queen 2006, knows the pageant world and knows what it takes to put together a winning wardrobe, even on a limited budget. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today to find out for yourself. My Crowning Closet carries all the top pageant designers, including Giovanni, Sherry Hill, Tony Bowles, and lots more. Nerita can help put together your winning look in all areas of the competition. With personalized customer service and a caring touch, My Crowning Closet is a winning combination. Visit MyCrowningCloset.com today and develop the winning look to capture that crown.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At PageantRetouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at PageantRetouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's PageantRetouching.com.